This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the Friday Morning Show with Leo, with you until 12 noon this morning. Now, my next guest on the Friday Morning Show is no stranger to the music industry. She's married to Aussie country star Luke Hennigan, and she's also working with him on his career over the years. Now it's her time to shine, releasing her debut album Obsession late last year for the very first time on Joy 94.9. Good morning, Robbie X.
Good morning, Leo.
How's it going over there?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks very much. I'm just enjoying the obsession.
Now, you are in Queensland at the moment. It's raining, I hear, up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of rain up here, but you know what? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Sunshine's beautiful, but rain's just as beautiful, isn't it?
Now, you've been around for so long in the music industry. You're married to Aussie country star Luke Hennigan. How did you guys meet?
Well, we actually met at the same gig. I was booked to do a Toyota launch, and so was he. And I'd never heard of country music. I didn't listen to country music. I didn't know who Lee was. And I was lined up to do the music before the show. And so I sat down at the piano and looked over at him, and it was pretty much history from there.
Oh, we love that. Now, I mean, when you're at home, obviously Lee is a country music star. Yes. Do you guys listen to country, or are you quite eclectic in your musical tastes?
Yeah, very much so, because I'm more of a pop adult contemporary sort of artist. We listen to chill music, you know, coup d'etat and all that sort of beach chill music, and it's very eclectic, actually. Great songs is what we like to listen to, and so it keeps our mind open and keeps us moving forward.
Because over the years, you've worked with Lee on his albums, and you've co-written with Lee and photo shoots, etc.
Yes.
So when did you decide to have a go yourself?
Leo, I've been doing this forever, and I think it was about 4 years ago, and I had all these songs I've written, and I thought, you know, I really want to do this. And Lee actually said to me, come on, Rob, it's your turn. Your turn to do your music now. So I undertook Obsession, and about 3 years later, this little baby's out there.
Because yours sounds quite pop. Who are your major influences, I guess, recording this album? What artists?
Look, I have so many favourite artists. Just of recent time, I'm really loving Calvin Harris. I love Avicii. I love all sorts of modern music. You know, the production these days is so awesome, and that's what excites me. You know, songs that sound great, and there are so many amazing artists out there now.
And also with this album, you've actually got on board a Irish producer who has worked with the likes of Snow Patrol, Paul McCartney and Madonna.
Yes.
How did you get him?
Well, I co-wrote two of my tracks with Kieran. I met him in a studio in Sydney, and yeah, he's amazing. He wrote co-wrote number one hit for Madonna, Celebration, and I threw a couple of my tracks down for him to listen to, and he said, Robbie, I'd love to write with you. So I wanted that male influence, I wanted that energy on my record, so I got that with two of the tracks. One of them's called Dirty Mind, and the other one's called Just Another Night, and we had a ball, Leo, because he speaks Irish, of course.
Oh, I love
everything
Irish
he sings. Everything he says sounds like a joke.
No, I mean, one of your favourite places outside Australia is the south of France, I hear.
Oh, yes.
Was that inspiration for this album?
Very much so. You know, you're sitting on the beaches in the south of France, which is one of my favourite places in the world. And you've got a drink in your hand, and you're relaxing to really nice music. And I came up with the idea, actually, of creating some cocktails to go with my songs.
We love that.
With Christian Blair, who's Australian champion mixologist, and we created 5 original cocktails, which are in the artwork of my CD. We had so much fun doing that. You know, we've got the Dirty Mind, which is like a twist on a dirty martini, and we've got the Obsession, which is a champagne cocktail, which is to die for. So, yeah, it's lots of fun.
That's a really cool concept, combining cocktails and music. I love that.
Yes, well, you know, music is a cocktail of emotion and lyric and sonic, everything, isn't it, thrown into everything. So, you know, it's only natural to combine another sensory aspect to it, I think.
The one guy that came in the Joy Studios a couple of years ago was a producer called Lindsay Rhines, who also worked on your album as well. He's done a lot of work with Shannon Knoll.
Yes.
And obviously working with him in the studio would have been fantastic, because he's a great producer.
Oh, my God. He is just amazing, and he's such a nice guy. And I took all of my tracks finished to Lindsay. He co-wrote one track with me. And he mixed my album, and he is like the guru of sound. He is incredible. What he can do with sound is amazing. I love Lens. He's incredible. I'm so lucky and on this album to have worked with so many amazing people. And, you know, it just adds so much horsepower to what you're doing when you've got great people around you.
The debut single, which is called Never Wanna Let You Go, your proceeds are going to the McGrath Foundation. Why that foundation? Is it a personal meeting for you?
Well, it is. You know, I think everyone's been touched by some form of breast cancer, or someone knows someone. And when I wrote that song, it was more about, you know, being there for someone you love, lifting them up, and just that ongoing support that the McGrath Foundation basically do that in the community. And if I can just mention to your listeners that they have a free app on their website that they can download called the CurveLerve app, and it's a 3-point breast check. I highly recommend everyone to download this. It's fabulous.
And it's so easy, because every month women can just check at the start of the month and on the app, and it's, yeah, fantastic.
Exactly. But McGrath Foundation do wonderful things in the community, and they're just an incredible bunch. So I was happy to donate the proceeds of this song. And you know, I love talking about what they do, because it's such a crucial element to society these days.
Now, Robbie, the album's out, Obsession. Are you going to tour this album? What's coming up for you?
I don't know, Leo. I'm just waiting to see what happens. I'm a new artist and with a new product. And I'm just, at the moment, I'm just loving, you know, speaking to people like yourself and getting to know the market and who's loving which tracks. And yeah, that's the great thing about social media. I get that feedback from people on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all sorts of people, all different age groups and genre loving people write in to me and say, look, I love this track because it was written, you know, I relate to that, or I connect with this track. So I'm just going to see where it takes me. And if, you know, people keep an eye on my website, robbiex.com, I've got any shows or anything upcoming on that.
And the good thing with social media is it's instant, you know, you can get instant feedback on tracks, on new music, on what's going on. It's really interactive, right?
It is fantastic, and you know, you get to connect with people who are just out there all over the world listening to music, and you get to know what they're liking, and you learn about new music yourself, and oh, it's just fantastic, isn't it?
The debut album from Robbie X, Obsession, featuring the new single Wanna Let You Go, is available in stores and online now. We're going to play the debut single Never Wanna Let You Go. Do you want to tell us about this track?
Yeah, it's, you know, I wanted to make a record that has songs that make you feel good, and I think this track resonates with me personally, because it makes you feel good about, you know, we all have down times, no matter what it is. There's stuff we go through, and just about lifting yourself up and loving people. And if you give enough love, then it comes back at you.
That's a great message. We love it here on Joy. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, Robbie. It's great to chat to you.
It was my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Leo.
And here is Robbie X. This is a brand new single, Won't Let You Go, on Joy 94.9. Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, Leo. Because I love you for who you are, and I never, ever, ever wanna let you go. When you shoot for the moon and touch the stars, I'll be right by your side. I never wanna let you go.
Robbie X on Joy 94.9, Never Wanna Let You Go, from her debut album Obsession, which is in stores and online now. Great having Robbie on the show this morning.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.